Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Father's Day is on Sunday. I think the best gift you can give your dad is to talk to him about his health, especially if he's one of those guys that never wants to go to the doctor. In the U.S., someone dies from heart disease every 33 seconds, and men face a higher risk. Dr. Jane Wilcox is with us from Northwestern Medicine. She's a cardiologist. And Jane, I understand that it was your dad that influenced your decision to go into medicine.
That's right. Hi, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. And indeed, my dad, like many other men in the U.S. and worldwide, had heart disease. So he was diagnosed with heart failure when I was a sophomore in college. I was in my pre-medical studies, and he got acutely ill at age 55, was actually on the transplant list for a short period of time, and then ended up getting better on some medical therapy, or at least stabilizing for many years. And so he was my inspiration to focus on cardiology and specifically heart failure in my practice.
And I would imagine since then you've been able to save lives by leading men down the right path and giving them the help that perhaps your father did or did not get.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. I think, you know, as we approach Father's Day, that, you know, thinking about how our dads have influenced us over the years and maybe taken or not taken advice about their own heart health is something to consider.
Absolutely. I had a dad who, the list of death was COPD, but congestive heart failure was certainly a contributing factor. So how do we get guys to go and get checked early?
I think is true for everyone, right? Understanding what motivates individual people or individual patients or fathers or dads, right? So for my dad and for many other dads and patients I see, it's really about spending time with family. It's that quality years of being with kids and then eventually grandkids, right? And that time with family. And we know that blood pressure left untreated, cholesterol left untreated, smoking, that, you know, we're not quitting smoking, and then unhealthy lifestyle, all of those things catch up to us. And they can take away the years and that quality of life that sort of strip dads from their families. And so I think when I focus on either my own family members or patients in clinic, it's really like, let's talk about how we can get you what you want. And we really have to address these key issues or we're not going to have that.
And why are men more likely to develop heart disease?
So there's several reasons for that. I think we touched on one of them is the S factor, a little bit of stubbornness, right? And maybe ignoring signs and symptoms. But there are biological differences. So men don't have the protective effects of estrogen that women have up until our fourth and fifth decades of life. Now, they also don't get the hot flashes and the night sweats that go along with menopause. But in all seriousness, they tend to develop atherosclerosis, which is coronary artery disease, a bit earlier than women. Now, that doesn't go without saying women are still number one killer of women is heart disease here in America and abroad. But men do present a little bit earlier. Men also have this like abdominal, you know, men carry weight in their bellies and their abdomen. Mm-hmm. And that type of fat, that visceral fat that surrounds the organs, is particularly, bad. It has increased risk for inflammation, insulin resistance that leads to diabetes, and elevated cholesterol. So those are some biologic reasons why men are at high risk.
And let's quickly talk about symptoms and early warning signs. You know, my husband woke me up at 1 a.m. He said, "Something's wrong. I feel a lot of pressure." We got to the hospital within 9 minutes. They couldn't find anything. I told him that this often leads to a heart attack. If anything changes, let me know. About 48 hours later, it hits again. We get him to the hospital in time, and he has two stents put in within the hour of arrival because he had a 100% blockage. Now, he described it as like pressure, like an elephant, you know, almost standing on his back. And I think a lot of people think it's going to be like in the movies where you're like, oh, I feel it. It's coming. But it left him uncertain as to what he was feeling, where he was almost doubting going the first time.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that he got the care he needed. And I think that's a key point is if you're not sure, go get evaluated, right? I mean, I'm driving my car and I hear a clicking sound or a light comes on. Well, what do? I take it in to get it evaluated, right? Like I have the mechanic check to make sure that this is safe. We should do the same things with our bodies. And so these symptoms where we're not sure, we need to go get evaluated. Things like, you know, I feel a little bit of chest tightness or tightness that comes on when I'm walking. That is particularly concerning. Shortness of breath that is new or worsening over the last days to weeks, particularly concerning. I've had some patients present with indigestion, which actually is a heart attack that's affecting the bottom part of the heart where it's like touching the diaphragm. So those types of symptoms that sort of happen, they come on and you've never had that before, that's particularly concerning and needs to be evaluated. And so don't go to Dr. Google. Don't go to take a nap. Don't, you know, this is where you call 911 or go to the hospital like how your husband did. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, as quickly as possible. And then, of course, he goes, well, you know, last month when I was carrying the Christmas decorations back up, I was out of breath. Like, but that's the problem.
That's classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People just think that it's going to go away.
Right. Right. It's like, oh, well, that happened and that was a little weird, but I'm not going to think about it and hope it doesn't happen again. It sounds like your husband was very lucky, too, because that, you know, sometimes if we ignore those early warning signs, we don't necessarily get a second chance. So
we are definitely blessed. We feel very blessed that everything worked out the way it did. And we're better aware now, not just for ourselves, but our friends and family members. So that's why I'm more than happy to spread the message. And I really appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. It's so important.